The 21st Gene Key. The transformational path of the 21st Gene Key moves from control to valor as the path of authority. The 21st Gene Key has a bit of a reputation that comes with it. The original name given in the I Ching is biting through, and it was traditionally likened to the jaws that gnaw and chew a difficult obstacle. So traditionally there's quite a bit of heaviness around this hexagram, so I'd like to breathe a new lease of life into it. I find it quite beautiful actually because of its trigrams, which are thunder and lightning. So those are the symbols that make up the shape and the symbol itself and the meaning of this gene key. And it's thunder below and lightning above. And lightning, of course, can also be seen as shining light or illumination. Thunder below and lightning above seems like a pretty good match to me, though. A harmonic pairing, but one that has a far-reaching impact. And the shadow here is control. So this is both about losing control and trying to maintain control. And life challenges us constantly to strike a balance between maintaining control and being flexible enough to change to accommodate a new situation. And all the shadow states are rooted in fear. And the greatest fear, which is that we may one day cease to be, is what drives this need to keep control. And the plot thickens more when we take into consideration the dilemma of the shadow, which is discipline. Can you stay in control of yourself? What happens if you give in to your weaknesses? You need enough discipline to keep you from becoming a victim of something or someone outside yourself. On the other hand, too much discipline will create a rebellion or a resistance in your environment. So let's be a bit more specific. As a parent, I've had to learn that if you try and control your children too much, you'll fail. If you over-discipline them, they'll eventually become set against you. But on the other hand, too few boundaries also leads to them being out of control. And the shadow exerts control in the old style. It's old school, this shadow. It uses consequences and punishment to get control. But the problem with that is that it only works for a while. You know, we should remember that the I Ching was originally used to help people govern their culture, in fact, the whole nation. So rulers who are forceful may get what they want for a while, but eventually their empires always crumble. It's a universally proven fact. We never seem to learn from history. And this codon ring is called the Ring of Humanity, and at the shadow frequency, it shows very well the themes that keep us humans victims. Struggle, self-obsession, constriction, opinion, agitation, and control. Those are the primary shadows of humanity. So discipline is good, but it's a delicate balancing act that the shadow teaches you. All behavior creates its own karma, and humanity doesn't really understand or trust in that. Thus, we felt the need to create our own systems of punishment and reward, and those systems are often unjust and easily manipulated by people in positions of power. So the secret to parenting that I've learned, coming back to the point, it therefore applies to all life, is to build bonds rather than destroy them. And the stronger your bond is with those around you, the more you can trust that life will do the teaching for you. You know, a moral conscience will only grow in a healthy soil. If you take away that health by taking away someone's freedom, then that natural morality that comes from learning, it just can't develop fully on its own. It needs a freedom. This gene key has a lot to do with leadership. It also has to do with taking action and being decisive, because one of the shadow tendencies is to be indecisive and be a follower. And yet wherever you see a 21st gene key, you have thunder and lightning. You're here to be a force for good, a leader in that arena. And it takes great strength to stand in your own dignity as a leader. It requires a certain willingness to don the cloak of ego, even though you realize that you're not that ego. And others may well feel uncomfortable when that decisive power starts coming out of you. But the reality is that when thunder booms, people tend to be respectful, not out of fear, but out of recognition of authenticity. On the other side, there's a great amount of pain in this shadow. And you either push too hard or you don't push enough or you don't push at all. And it's a steep learning curve. The programming partner here of this gene key is one of the great feminine gene keys, the 48th gene key, the well. And the shadow of the 48 is inadequacy. And all tyrants feel inadequate deep down inside, as do all sheep. And I don't mean to be rude about sheep, it's just an expression. The Chinese character for the 21st hexagram originally contained the figure for a shaman, a wise one who could see beyond the veil and who could therefore handle difficult situations. And certainly there is a gauntlet thrown down with this gene key. If you have it or if you're contemplating it, then you are challenged to rise up above all the lower conditions of humanity, and you'll probably have to do it alone. And life will test you in this way. You know, life is grand like that because it's the shadow that makes you whole. It makes you into the shaman or the warrior or the leader. And that's the hidden compassion inside every shadow. The 21st gift, authority. The challenge for every human being is to find their true inner authority. And I like that the word authority contains the word author. You know, what's the story you're here to tell? What voice wants to emerge from your depths and lead others out of the darkness towards the light? Out of the morass of the shadow with its issues of control and being control, one day will begin to emerge this inner light of our true authority. And authority comes from openness, from an open mind and an open heart, because only this openness is willing to relinquish control. So the paradox of this gift is that whenever you find the strength to overcome the shadow, it comes from giving up control rather than asserting control. You know, we allow the greater power inside us to shine forth, and this power is our natural nobility. Every human has an inbuilt nobility of spirit. Life calls it out from us. Our destiny, our dharma, is permanently calling it out. Whatever you're facing right now in your life, I guarantee it is calling upon your nobility to face it with candor, with honesty, with craft. You know, this gene key is all about the human spirit shining bright in the wilderness. And life supplies each of us with exactly the tests that we need, that we're equipped to handle. And if we take up the gauntlet and we face the test, then whatever happens, our spirit will have its day. At the shadow, you can feel how we never rise above the weight of the shadow. We're kind of stuck down in the fray, competing with each other for scraps around the table, trying to get our little moments of control, always trying to stay on top of things. And the energy involved in that game is tremendous. It leeches us of our life force, and we end our days exhausted and dejected. But when we rise with authority, then we leave those old games and we take a stand. We decide to take a stand for something nobler in life. We throw all our energy into something higher. Not that we become arrogant or get beyond ourselves, but deep inside we re-imprint our energies. We starve the shadow into submission and we feed those higher aspirations of our soul. I often make the joke at courses or retreats that if you're given a certain gene key by destiny, then you can be sure you're going to need it. So if you have the 21st gene key, you will face odds that are stacked against you. But you need to see how wonderful that is, rather than let it wear you down. This is all about moving beyond the victim stance. You're not a victim. You're a god. You've been given this rusty old sword and an old nag and sent out to do battle. There's this wonderful story, old story from Hungarian folk tales. It's about a magical horse called the Taltos horse. And Taltos means shaman here. And the youngest son of the king is given exactly this, an old decrepit old horse, and sent off on a journey to heal his father, the king. And basically he discovers that this old horse can speak. And because he alone sees its inner value, it transforms into a powerful and a beautiful diamond horse, who can fly like the wind, and he helps him to overcome insurmountable obstacles. And the 21st gene key has this inner authority. This is part of what I'd like to reclaim for this archetype. The 21st gift is the shaman warrior. He or she is given these trials in order to polish that sword and learn from the horse. And many times in these old tales, the shaman has to give up control. In the Taltos myth, He has to let that horse die countless times, but each time the horse comes back stronger and more powerful and resplendent. And this is our destiny. We each have this inner nobility to rise above life's challenges. So the gift of the 21st Gene Key is one of steady and strident refinement. You're here to polish that sword until it shines resplendent. You've been given the sword of authority and you have to learn from it. And as you do so, your life will become more polished. It will reflect the hidden qualities of your soul. With the 21st Gene Key, you're called upon to stand tall, to meet obstacles with dignity and courage. And in time, others will gravitate towards you, drawn by the very light that they also wish to cultivate inside them. The light of your nobility, the light of your only true authority. The 21st city, Valor. You can feel me approaching this one. The city of Valor, it may sound externally impressive, but we need to remember what these cities really are. Each one is a mystery revealed from the inner planes, and only when we're ready and only when we've earned it. And I've previously defined Valor as courage combined with love, and that was a good start. But here we have to go deeper. We must return to the inner meaning of this hexagram. Remember, it's called biting through. But only at the city does this name become clear, because here it's about chewing. We chew something in order to extract nutrient from it. So this is a contemplative practice. The 21st city is a shaman, and the true shaman is a deep contemplative. Like the earthworm, you have to take all that soil into you, and it's got to pass through your whole body, and it's got to come out the other end richer. And that's how the earthworm moves. And your life experiences are that soil. Your inner spirit transforms them. And you are the movement itself. And the shaman has to face death. In a way, that's his or her ultimate role, to chew up death, to bite through the veil to the other side, and then to bring back the fruits from that other side. And of course, the shaman realizes that there is no other side and that the veil between life and death is false. And this is where the valor comes from all those journeys across the river of death. The things that are hidden from us, eh? The hidden reasons behind people's sufferings, behind the timing of our death. The shaman learns to see through this veil into the hidden meanings. And the 21st city is rewarded with these gifts. They come from learning how to wield the sword of authority. You know, in the beginning, the apprentice uses the sword to hack, to try and control life. And he only experiences punishment, and that's his karma. But after a while, we realize that the sword can be used to heal. And then life comes to fruition. Great responsibility comes with this city, this 21st city. It's what the medievalists call noblesse oblige. It means that rank obliges one to serve. So the 21st city is here to help others to become friends with the material realm, with the karma that they've been given. Valor comes together with wisdom, its programming partner, 48th Gene Key. And wisdom can only be earned through valor. So ultimately, this city will be needed by all travelers into the beyond, because it takes valor to die with an open heart. To give up your identity, your attachments, your body, and to merge into the limitless light requires the exquisite cocktail of courage and love. And the 21st city also describes the field that follows a surrendered human being. In other words, once you've given up your meanness, then valor is all that is left. The divine operates through valorous acts. You know, you can't own such acts. They're simply the operational mode of consciousness when it's freed from personal control or identification. And valorous acts are also often paradoxical acts. They often involve great reversals. You know, a fine example that's just come to me is the myth of Excalibur, in which the young Arthur is fighting the great warrior Uriens, who's the Pendragon line. He's of the Pendragon line, and therefore he believes that he is the next and rightful king. So Uriens craves Excalibur, the Sword of Kings, And this story, you know, it's wonderfully caught in John Borman's film Excalibur, if you ever get the chance to see it. This wonderful scene in which Arthur somehow defeats Uriens in single combat through his courage and the power of the sword. And he's just a boy, and Uriens is a big man. But instead of killing Uriens, he asks for his life in service. You know, so he says he asks for Uriens to give his life to Arthur in service. And Uriens replies that he's not willing to pay homage to a mere boy. And then comes this incredible magical moment that even Merlin hadn't foreseen. Arthur agrees with him, and he hands over Excalibur to Uriens. And he says, "You're right. I'm not a king yet, but you, Uriens, will knight me." It's a phenomenal moment. And this is a wonderful example of this mystical reversal of the 21st city. And once Uriens then has the sword of power in his hands, and he's got this young Arthur kneeling before him, all of Uriens' followers are crying out, "Go on, kill him, take the sword, claim the throne." And Uriens goes through this inner struggle. And finally, he's overcome by the healing power of the valorous and selfless act and the magic of the sword. And he knights Arthur, and he offers his life in service, saying this great quote, like, you know, about only at this moment does he realize that this boy must be the rightful heir on account of his huge trust and his bravery and his self-sacrifice. And these are the kinds of acts that can emerge through the 21st city. But I don't want you to have the idea that this is all about the limelight. This is inner leadership. And you might find this city in a beggar or in an ordinary person. Because the true shaman doesn't usually let you know that he or she is a shaman. They prefer to operate invisibly until the moment of revelation occurs. That's what the true meaning of this gene key is about. The lightning breaks through only when grace dictates, and the thunder always precedes it. So be aware whenever the thunder of intense change comes into your life, because the lightning is never far behind.